League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show. We're here with Scott Grant, director at London Southeast. How are you today, Scott?
I'm very well, Zach. You?
I'm recovering from my recent flu, but I want to look at some of the most traded, the active parts of the small cap scene. What's on the menu today?
Yeah, we term this section as What's Hot on LSE.co.uk. I tend to start with our most traded stocks. We actually have London Southeast trading. In the last week, we've got CloudTag, who are still number one, but we've got a couple of new entries. New Oil and Gas, which is NU-Oil and Gas. They're in as our second most traded share. And Strategic Minerals as well is in at number three. On the 10th of October, Strategic Minerals actually went up by about 30%, which led to the company issuing an RNS to comment. Well, there was really no comment on why the share had increased so much in value in that one day. So clearly, for the small cap or the AIM investor, Strategic Minerals is quite, is of interest at the moment, certainly with a 30% price rise in one day.
Well, it's a stock I've been following as well. I mean, it's taken a long time. It was consolidating between 0.3 and 0.5, and then you had the big breakout. But wasn't it something to do with a stock overhang, something like that, or is it we don't know yet?
As I said, the RNS was very vanilla. It was, we feel we have to release this. I'm paraphrasing here, of course, but we can't really see much that's influenced the share price, so sit tight. So the board are keeping tight-lipped anyhow.
Okay, we can only speculate on that. And any other tidbits for us?
Yeah, a couple of companies which have come to my attention. You've got, try and say this correctly, Innovaderma. They came from Dragon's Den Investment to a stock market listing and should actually now post a maiden net profit. I mentioned Strategic Minerals, but they actually on the 10th of October had a 200% price rise, which is quite staggering. But it is a story that's well known. In some senses, I believe a 200% price rise in a day when everyone jumps on the bandwagon and understands and an RNS is released to say things are going quite well, sales are going well. In some sense, of course, a 200% price rise is surprising, but it's, as I said, it's a well-known story, which is it is quite interesting for the private investor again. Also, we had Metal Tiger yesterday, the well-known CEO, Paul Johnson. Metal Tiger, again, another AIM interesting company that people find interesting. Paul Johnson actually effectively stepped back. They've now got a new CEO. He's stepping back into a role. I quote him here. He's developing company interest now, which I guess from an investor's point of view is very good. If you can actually have a man of his experience step back and try and look at the wider picture, try and develop business instead of having to be really at the coalface in the day-to-day paperwork and things, perhaps that's a good sign for Metal Tiger.
Right, so a lot of private, I mean, it's probably one of the most popular of the lot as far as stocks, the small cap stocks are concerned, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. A couple of last things for you. One is our blog section on lse.co.uk. Don't often mention that, but the last three blogs have been really interesting and some good stuff. We had Tom Britton from Syndicate Roo, who was writing about IPOs. David Harbage, ex-investment director of Barclays, was talking about his portfolio. He's actually done a portfolio for us, and each month he updates how that's progressing. So interesting to see how that's coming on. And finally, Eric Chalker of the UK Shareholders Association actually put a blog on yesterday about government-owned shares. So as I said, blog section is very vibrant.
So you got sort of A-list people writing on there?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Very, very much so.
Well, that rules me out. That's good. Don't like writing anyway. So, and then is there anything else to finish on there?
Yes, we've got the current, we have our Share Views video, which you kindly present for us. This week, we've got Josh Mahoney from IG. We talk a bit about spread betting. Unfortunately, you have to see me on there as well. We talk a little bit generically about spread betting, but also about the macro side of things, such as how the American election result might influence spread bettors or provide opportunities for certain plays there. So that's me and Josh Mahoney from IG on this week's Share Views video. Next week, we've got the Seeing Machines CEO, Ken Kroger. Seeing Machines are into these semi-automated cars, so it's self-driving cars, effectively. And again, that's a really interesting story, it seems to be at the moment, for the private investor. So as I say, next week's Share Views has Ken Kroger from Seeing Machines on, so that's that should be really interesting as well.
Scott Grant, Director at London South East, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Great, thanks, Ed.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.